Hi, my name is Flora Elmore. I live in the United States. I live in Grove, Oklahoma. And I asked Stella Sea Spirit if she would let me be a guinea pig for her astral activation and alignment work, because I was very interested in how she uses crystals and energy work combined. I know her to be a very gentle spirit and a very sincere person in her energy work. I too am an energy worker, and I am very picky about who I let into my energy space, because I've worked for so many years to align my soul and so many years in meditation that I don't pick people lightly that haven't had some kind of training or background and are authentic in their work. It's very easy for me to pick up on someone who isn't being genuine, and I tend not to let my energy be messed with by folks like that. Anyway, Stella agreed to try this out on me, and I was literally shocked at how profound the work was and how much it changed me. So I thought, I told Stella that I would send a recording on so that you guys could hear kind of what my experience was. And it's been a week since I've had this activation, and so I've had some time to reflect on it and think back on all that's gone on. So Stella took my birth information and created an astrology chart. I know that she aligned some crystals that had been blessed in the Pyramid of Giza with my astrology chart. And for the hour that the ritual was going on, I felt extremely relaxed. I could feel my energy body resonate with the work that Stella was doing, and the shields that I had put up for protection settled and softened so that the work could go on. And as the work was going on, she was on one side of the world and here I am on the other side of the world. I felt popping sensations, as if someone was gently popping a bone or pockets of energy within my own body. And I could feel it in my hips, and I could feel it in my head and in my lower spine. And then I had a sensation that went from my heart space, my third eye, all the way down through my base chakra and my feet, as if I was slowly being put back into alignment. And then the popping sensations in my head gave me a slight headache, but it wasn't anything that I would need to take like an ibuprofen or anything like that to handle, or some mineral water or anything. It was like a slight pressure. And so I was really kind of foggy for a few hours after the activation was done. I could feel myself floating, and I was really very hungry for some grounded food. And I also wanted to be outside, because I hadn't been energy warmed like that in a really long time. And I knew that Stella had an immense amount of power in her. And so I was expecting something, but not quite like this. And none of it was negative. It was all very good. In the process, I had a sensation that I needed to have my reproductive health checked out. I just kind of had a feeling about it. And the next day, that was confirmed. I had a doctor's appointment, my usual doctor's appointment. But that morning before I went to see the doctor, I had this sharp, quick pain behind my left eye, and I sneezed really hard, and out came a metallic rock from my head. And the only reason that I know it was metallic was when I woke up, I didn't even think about looking at my pillow, but when I went in to make my bed that morning, there was another rock, and it looked like it had come out of some liquid, maybe from my ear while I was laying on my side that morning. And I had felt a popping sensation in the night, and it was about the same size. The little metallic rock was about the same size, a little bit smaller. But when I picked them up and put them in the palm of my hand, they magnetically connected, and they acted like magnets. So, of course, this freaked me out a little bit, because I thought, oh, my gosh, I either have a micrometeorite stuck in my head or I've had an implant put in. And that's quite possible because I did have an experience once in Cancun, Mexico, after going to the pyramids there in Mexico. I did have an experience, along with about 12 other people on the beach, of seeing a UFO. And I've always wondered since then, because all of us met for breakfast the next morning, we all talked about having this very odd dream together. So I've wondered off and on through the years. But after that happened, I noticed that I was much clearer in my mind the next morning, that the fog that I sometimes have due to my thyroid was gone. I had really clear thoughts. I had really good clarity about the determination of where I was going in my life. I felt like I was standing up straighter. I could really get a good handle on all the tasks that I had to do for the day and how they needed to be done. I didn't have to make a to-do list like I've had to do for the last couple of years. And my memory, I thought my memory was going about a year ago, because I was having trouble recalling just short-term information that had been given to me. And so a week now has passed, and I've noticed that I don't have to make notes about things anymore. I recall it as if I did when I was in college and I was a practicing musician and practicing hours a day. I noticed that that type of clarity is back. So I appreciate Stella's work. The other thing that I noticed, like I said, I had a sensation that I needed something, that needed to have my reproductive health checked. And I went to the doctor, and she quickly determined that my thyroid levels have changed. They've gotten better. And my thyroid is functioning better. It's not cured, but it's functioning better. And that my body had absorbed some cysts that I had, but also I had dispelled some cysts as if I had had surgery, but I have no scar tissue. And she said that she hadn't seen anything like that, and so she wasn't willing to determine one way or the other whether or not they were present or something else had happened. She didn't want to go out on a limb. Bless her heart, and I understand the scrutiny that she would be under, but at the same time, it was very much a miracle for me. So I'm really conscious of what's going on with that part of myself right now. And I wanted to share with you all the powerfulness of this work, the potential for healing that this work will bring. And Stella has tapped into something where she understands our astrology is so important to who we are and to our own health, and taking that moment of our birth and aligning it with a greater harmony and a greater purpose or energy in this world is really, it's profound. And I'm really grateful to her, and I'll continue to send her comments about how I felt in this process. I've noticed that my meditations are much deeper than they had been. My dream time is very clear and very vivid. My intuition has been spot on. So, and even my ability to manifest the things that I'm needing and wanting and manifesting with the law of attraction has amped up. So my vibration is definitely much more in harmony with who I am and my beliefs about the world and what I want to have happen in my life, so that I'm a self-determined person. But I wanted to share with you all my experience and let you know how much I really am glad that I went through this. I can still feel things shifting within me. And so I know that it's a long-term process, and I'm really glad that I invested with Stella to do this, and I encourage you to do the same, because eventually she's going to be so sought after that we're going to have a hard time getting hold of her, I bet, because she's going to be so busy with this. But anyway, I hope that you also choose to have this really deep and receiving blessing. It's gentle, and it's good for you, and everybody deserves to have good things for them. So I wish you all the best in your journey of health and healing and evolution and your alignment with harmony. And thank you, Stella, for all that you did. It was really amazing work.